Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good evening. Welcome to Mary Love's Justice Prayer Meeting. Today is June 14th, 2015. We're praying today for justice in America. That's what we pray for on Sunday nights. Justice is a very important subject. Not only that, it is a very important thing, especially to families who have murdered loved ones, like the family of Brent Miller, a guard at Louisiana State Prison in Angola, Louisiana. That family does not have Brent Miller with them anymore. In 1972, when Brent Miller was killed, I was a junior in high school. Look at all the years that Brent Miller has missed since then. Years when I finished growing up, went to college, got married, had two children, been struggling along in the work world, developing skills, meeting people. All the things that I've done since 1972 and the things that Brent Miller may have done, he has not been able to do it because he was killed somehow by someone, a guard, doing his job. And I know exactly how families feel in that situation because my brother, Larry Neal, a 54-year-old mentally ill heart patient, was secretly arrested by Memphis Shelby County Police, kept 18 days while police denied having him in custody, and on the 18th day admitted that he died that morning in custody, and neither the jail nor the United States Department of Justice that was overview of the jail will do justice. The system murders people all the time. And occasionally, police officers, corrections officers, people who serve the system are also endangered, and they are sometimes murdered. So I know exactly how this family must feel because every Christmas we have an empty chair at the Christmas table where Larry Neal should be sitting, but the system murdered him. And it is said that Albert Woodcock had something to do with Brent Miller's murder. I don't know whether that's true or not. I have not even really researched Albert Woodcock's case. He's an Angola 3 member, the last of three men who were arrested for this. Well, they were already arrested, I think, but supposedly they killed this man while they were in custody. I think that's the way it goes. But I haven't read much about Mr. Woodcock. I don't know much about the case. And one reason is because, you know, I guess everybody who is into and who has studied African-American history knows more about Albert Woodcock than I do. And they know more about Angola 3 than I do. So I'm not even going to try to argue for Albert Woodcock's innocence. I'm not going to argue that. People say he didn't have a fair trial. I believe it. I believe that. But I do know that this man has been punished 43 years in the most brutal torture, solitary confinement. And I tell you something, because this is a black man who supposedly killed a prison guard in Louisiana, one of the most traditionally thought of as one of the most racist states in the USA, I just cannot believe that he was not tortured further than just solitary confinement. I believe he was even tortured beyond that. 43 years of solitary confinement. That's extreme punishment. Extreme. And even if it was only for that reason, this man has served his time. If it was only because he's been tortured for 43 years in solitary confinement, this man has been punished enough, even if he did do the murder. And I don't know that he did, and I don't know that he did not. As I said, I have not really studied the case. But I do feel that the Angola 3 are examples of the most extreme torture that America has to offer. Decades of solitary confinement. And you know, when the United Nations came here last year to talk to America about its adherence to the Convention Against Torture, it was claimed right there before the whole wide world that long-term solitary confinement is not used here. Isn't that the most ridiculous thing? That's like somebody sneezing and blowing their nose, and you say to them, do you need some more tissue to blow your nose? And they say, oh, no, no, I don't have a nose. That's how ridiculous it is. It's as plain as the nose on your face that America is lying. It's practicing torture on prisoners. And not Mr. Woodbox only, but he and the other Angola 3 members. One of them, I believe, was released. He's still in solitary confinement because they would not let him out of jail. And the other one died in December 2013. His name was Herman Wallace, District Attorney Sam DeAquila had Herman Wallace re-indicted for a murder a few days after he was released from 41 years of solitary confinement in Angola prison. Wallace, he was one of the Angola 3, and he finally got ordered to be released. Release Herman Wallace. Not only was he in solitary confinement for 41 years, but the man was dying. So that was two very good reasons to release him. A compassionate release. But when he was released, only I think the same day he got released, Sam DeAquila went and applied, you know, to get a new conviction, and Wallace died within 3 days, probably immediately upon hearing the news in hospice that he was due back in court. They gave this hospice patient, who had been in solitary for 41 years, a new court date. And I think he was expected to show up, rain or shine, pain or not, which if you've got cancer, you've got pain. They didn't care. And we want to also pray for the Attorney General of Louisiana, whose name is James D. Buddy Caldwell. Buddy. You know Buddy. That's a nice name. It means friend. He filed an emergency stay motion. You know, an emergency motion to stay the release of Albert Woodbucks, a 68-year-old man who, after spending 43 years being tortured for killing a prison guard, probably, and as I said, I have not studied the case, but my bet is that 43 years ago, the prison guards were probably mostly white. So there's a good chance that this Brent Miller was a white man. And not only was he in prison for killing a white man, but a white guard. And you know that guards and policemen, lives are counted as more important than yours and mine, especially if you're in the working class. Their lives are counted as more important than ours are. And this man has suffered. We have no idea what he's gone through, what kind of taunting and brutality, beyond being in solitary confinement, this man, Albert Woodbucks, may have suffered. But Buddy wants him to stay there. And he went to the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit to prevent Woodbucks' release. And that happened. They did prevent his release. They did give the stay. So I guess a couple of days ago, when his lawyer was standing at the podium and the cameras were out there to welcome him out of prison, finally, nothing happened. And his lawyer gave a little speech and said that she was expecting Woodbucks to walk out of that door, but that wasn't going to happen. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about God. My God, this is Mary Loves Justice prayer meeting, and we're going to pray for Mr. Woodbucks and for Buddy. We're going to pray for them. But first, I want to point out to you that here we pray for justice in the legal system. We pray that everybody's lives will one day have equal clout to police officers and prison guards. My brother was murdered, secretly arrested, that's a kidnapping, and murdered in Memphis Shelby County Jail. And no, it didn't happen back in the 30s or 40s. This happened in the 21st century, 2003. And he was killed. He was not only a black man, but he was an American with a disability, two disabilities. He was both mentally and physically disabled. But isn't that just the type of person who Hitler killed? Yes. Hitler eliminated, and not just Hitler, to tell you the truth, Nazi Germany was doing it before Hitler started. They were eliminating everybody who was mentally disabled. And then they moved on to the physical disabilities, and they killed them. From 2 years old up to 100, they even killed everybody who was elderly, very senior citizens, in nursing homes and what have you. They were just getting rid of everyone who was useless to an efficient nation. So my brother was murdered under secret arrest in Memphis Shelby County Jail while it was under the overview of the U.S. Justice Department. And nobody would give us any records or information, explanation, or excuse about that murder. Because, you see, whereas Mr. Woodfox is intended to die in solitary confinement for a 1972 killing of Brent Miller, my brother, because he's black and mentally ill, his murder is to mean nothing. He wasn't a white prison guard. He wasn't. So these big ass and little U's are a big problem if you are really a justice system. And if these extreme punishments and even execution aren't being carried out for justice, why are they happening? You know, before you do things so horrendous as keep men for decades in solitary confinement or keep men on death row and then drag them down the hall and murder them in the name of justice, I want you to describe to me what justice is and how so many African Americans got eliminated from that term justice. How did we get in the position where justice for us is, let me use the term that the federal court judge used to me, justice for black people is immaterial. Yes, I have a court order saying so from federal court. And so I want to say to you before you go up air that justice is important to God. In fact, God loves justice. And if you go to any Bible concordance online, if you don't know of one, I suggest Bible Gateway. Put those two words together, and you will find an opportunity to look up any word in the Bible, and it will bring it forward. Justice is in the Bible 28 times, but there are 262 references to the word mercy. Mercy. And the word forgive appears 95 times in the Bible. So you can see from that we have forgive, mercy, mercy, forgive, repeatedly, well over 300 times. But we have the word justice 28 times. Now, why is that? I think it's because justice is something that God loves. And because he loves it, he's going to see that it's done. Oh, yes. There's somebody bigger than you and I. God will see that justice is done. Some people don't give God credit. They call it karma. But whatever you want to call it, it's real. The Bible said, cast your bread upon many waters, and it will come back to you after many days. Whatever you do, you be sure you can live with it, because you will get it back. If you've been a loving, kind person, oh, you've got blessings coming. And if you've been evil, cutthroat, then you get curses coming. And so it appears that justice is in the Bible 28 times, but mercy is there 262 times, and forgive appears 95 times in the Bible in the King James Version. God loves justice, and he will see that justice is served, but he commands us, Christians. And not only that, a lot of the references are in the Old Testament. So you can see he commands Christians and Jews to be merciful and forgiving. How merciful is it for Louisiana, which is already taken away, 43 years of this man's life, tortured in solitary confinement? It's a wonder that he has not lost his mind. He's a very strong man. And that angers this racist system to meet a black man who's strong. It angers them. So Buddy went and got his order. He got his court order, his emergency stay. And now this man has to go through the appeals process before he's released, if he ever is. And we already see where we had one of Angola 3 to be released and precede death by only 3 days. And even while he was suffering and dying, Sam De Aquila, who was the district attorney and still is, I understand, he had Herman Wallace re-indicted for murder a few days after he was released, and Herman Wallace died under that circumstance. If this system really cares about justice, why is there such diversity between one person dying and another? I ask you. You know, the Bible says, woe unto hypocrites. Woe. So we're praying for the soul of Herman Wallace. We're praying for Mr. Woodfox. We're praying for Sam D. Aquila. And we're praying for Buddy Caldwell. All of them need prayer. God bless you for tuning in. You're welcome to call in. If you are able to call within the first 30 minutes of our being on air. We have a billboard at Blog Talk Radio where I put this helpful information regarding these cases. I want you to also pray for a friend at Facebook whose husband was using medical marijuana and he got stopped in his car, and he was given a false charge of DUI. False charge. And they even put together, his wife told me, a false breathalyzer test. They documented that he had failed the breathalyzer test, and he never even took one. We found out recently, didn't we, about how forensics labs will sign anything to help prosecutors get false convictions. Not all forensics labs, I hope, but certainly the one that Dokin, D-R-O-K-I-N or K-A-N, she worked in. And she is responsible for thousands and thousands of cases that need to be reexamined now. Or they need to just release the prisoners whose guilt is under doubt. I don't believe they will, because they've been talking about it for 2 years. A lot of you are just finding out about Dookan, or whatever her name is, D-O-O-K-A-N. A lot of you are just learning about her, but I read about her 2 years ago and even wrote about this circumstance 2 years ago. And I don't see thousands of people coming out of jail because of her screw-ups, her deliberate falsification of forensics tests. I haven't heard of any coming out because of Dookan. But they've been telling us that for at least 2 years, and now she's been sentenced for what she did wrong. And the men that she set up to help the prosecutors, they're still in jail. And so, you know, we can say to each other, oh, now they've got to let thousands of people out of jail. Do they? You know, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled years ago that courts of law are not obligated. They have no constitutional obligation, according to U.S. Supreme Court justices, to consider late arriving evidence. So, they say that thousands of inmates, innocent inmates, will be coming out of jail. But they said that about that same group whose tests she was involved in, they said it years ago. I think this happened way back in 2013 that it came to light. So pray for my friend whose husband was stopped in his car, and he has medical marijuana. And she says that police knew they couldn't get a conviction for that because he has legal prescriptions. So they falsified information and said that he was legally drunk and that he's failed the breathalyzer and that he never even took a breathalyzer test. Some people, you know, have you ever seen that movie or read the book Animal Farm? It's got a phrase in it. It says some people, some are more equal than others. More equal than others. You know, in California, I think it was last week, one of the prison guards, the situation is reversed. A police officer, rather, beat a black woman to death that was in her custody, handcuffed, beat her, and chopped her in the throat, killed her. And she isn't in Angola prison for 43 years. She's going to be in no prison at all. It's been determined that she will serve her sentence in a jail. And she can be sentenced for up to 3 years for what they charged her with. Because they didn't charge her with murder. You know, a white woman versus a black woman, and the white woman's wearing a uniform, and the black woman is not. So therefore, the woman died from being beaten and chopped in her throat. But it wasn't murder. You have to be a white Caucasian in those situations for it to be murder. And I want you to know that even Caucasians who are murdered under the color of law, nothing happens sometimes to the police officers who murder them. Think about Mr. Redus, R-E-D-U-S, the smartest young man in his college class, graduating with all A's in just a few months, when Officer Franklin, I believe his name was, he was both a police officer and he was also a uniformed guard on campus where Mr. Redus lived and prepared to get his shining fresh diploma in just a few months. He was unarmed. He fussed back at the police. And the policeman killed him. shot him in the back. And so he was Caucasian. Many Caucasians are being killed by police. So I want you to know, Kelly Thomas was a white mentally ill man. My brother was a black mentally ill man. They were both murdered. So in case you're feeling that skin privilege safety, I want you to know it's already been removed. It's already been taken from you. You know how it was when that king entertained people from another land and he showed them all of his gold and all of the riches of his kingdom. And when both men left, the prophet came to visit the king. And he told him that this day your kingdom has been wrenched from you. This day. And, you know, God told Adam and Eve that in the day you eat of it, you will surely die. So, sometimes things don't happen within a 24-hour day. But if God pronounces it, it certainly will happen. You know, time was made for man. Time was made for us so that we could measure the days and the years and the months. It wasn't made for God. He's not on our timetable. But he will do everything he ever said. And he said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. So as I said to this family, the family of Brent Miller, I sympathize with every birthday that Brent Miller was not here to blow out his own candles. Just like I sympathize with my family and my mother for every Christmas when Larry had an empty chair at the Christmas table. But only Brent Miller counts. Only Brent Miller, the uniform one, the one who represents the system. I tell you, I'm very concerned about this attitude in America. What we're doing is creating enmity between our law officers and the people. A country divided against itself cannot stand. The only way for us to unite is for nobody to be above the law. Nobody. You know. Because the thing is, some people think that Herman Wallace was going to be released. He was released, rather, for 3 days. But some people believe that Albert Woodbox was going to be released as an answer to extreme public pressure. I mean, his petition has phenomenal amounts of names, and they're even rallying for him in Europe and other places. And this system, this heartless, cruel, racist system says, we're not going to let that man go because of public pressure. He was convicted by 2 juries. We're never letting him go. But then you want respect for that when the man who killed Eric Garner was let go. The people who secretly arrested and murdered my brother were let go. The people who killed Mr. Rita's, the police officer who did that, was let go. He was, no accountability was demanded at all for my brother's murder. But at least the man who murdered Rita's, at least he got investigated. The 6 Fulton County police officers who beat Kelly Thomas to death were let go. But at least there was an inquiry about them. at least they had to go to trial. But Larry Neal's murder is censored. You know, it's like not only are we not going to tell you how and why and who killed him, we're not even going to talk to you about that. Get out of our face, nigger wench. That's what they used to call black women, nigger wench. Nigger wench. You know. So as long as we've got this dual system of justice, where things are one way for the citizens and another way for people who are wearing the government's uniforms, then we're going to have real problems. We really are. And it creates a culture of resentment. And the honest police officers and prison guards are stuck working in a less safe environment because of the animosity. But then, of course, the elitists know that. You know, it's just you working class people who don't realize what they're doing. They're pitting one group against the other because unity is strength. Read Genesis 11:6. Unity is strength. In fact, God said, behold, the people are united, and now nothing can be withheld from them. Nothing that they determined to do. Nothing. So the situation is that unity is strength. And we could be a lot stronger if we were united. So let us go ahead and pray for Mr. Woodfox. God, please bless Mr. Woodfox with freedom. God bless James D. Buddy Caldwell with mercy and compassion. God bless Sam D. Aquila with mercy and compassion. God bless the memory of Herman Wallace, who died right after prison release. God bless the justices over Louisiana, especially the Fifth Circuit Court, including that woman who said black folks and Latinos are more violent than other people. She's still on there. Her name is Jones. So please rid America of racism and economic, socioeconomic prejudice. Thank you.